And now a call in on the question, should more high school graduates go to work before going to college? 212-433-WNYC. And if you worked at a job between high school and college, we especially want to hear from you. Why was that for you, and how did it affect your college experience once you did go later on? And this is a conversation topic suggested by one of you. Remember 2 weeks ago we asked you for ideas for call-in conversations, and we got more than 100 thoughtful suggestions. We've done a few already, and this is another one now. The suggestion was that we ask why more people don't take some time to discover their true directions in life by working between high school and college, especially with the high cost of college today and the burden of student loans. You see that battle going on in Congress right now over allowing student loan interest rates to skyrocket. So the question is, why not let yourself experience something of the real world outside of school for a little while so you'll have a better idea of what you want to major in, and the money you spend or borrow for a degree is less likely to be wasted? Does that make sense to you? Call us with your thoughts. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Should more high school graduates get a job for a year before going to college? And call us especially if you did this. Tell us why and how it affected your college experience. 212-433-9692. Our lines are filling up. Call us right now, and we'll put you on the air right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Now to your calls on the question, should more high school graduates go to work for a year before going on to college? And if you did this, we especially want to hear from you. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Charles in Carmel, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. Am I on?
You are on, sir.
My opinion is that there are far too many people being tracked to college in this country anyway. There are a vast pool of white-collar educated professionals that don't have jobs awaiting them. And we should try to emulate Germany, where they have a wonderful trade apprenticeship system, cooperation between government and industry and the unions. And as a result, they have some of the highest quality machine tool manufacturing in the world. Their products are in demand all over the world. And besides that, we need repairmen. We need auto repairmen. We need appliance repairmen, air conditioning people. And a lot of these college-bound people should be tracked into those professions instead.
Thank you for your call. In fact, we had Meryl Tisch on the show yesterday, the chancellor of the New York State Board of Regents, and she gave an example of a school in Yonkers that's doing exactly this kind of thing.
Go to Saunders Technical High School in Yonkers. They actually graduate high school with a choice. Do I want to take a job now, or do I want to go on to college?
And so she's trying to set up a more useful technical educational track that she says is not like the old vocational ed in New York, which was kind of a dead end, but more like what Germany is doing. So Charles, you and the Chancellor of the Board of Regents are thinking along the same lines. Adam in Lincoln Park, you're on WNYC. Hi, Adam.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Does this strike a chord with you?
It does. The problem I see is that, you know, a few years ago, college was much more special than it is now. And really, you know, we have this talk in my house a lot, that college has almost become the equivalent of just going to high school. You know, with major employers, it's really just expected. And I mean, I graduated college, but I remember going to high school and afterwards just sort of seeing what was out there. And really, there was nothing that was worth it without a degree. So I would really advise people to go straight to college and then start seriously looking for your, you know, long-term career, as it were.
Yeah, and you bring up a real downside of it, which is that maybe a high school grad can only make $8 or $10 an hour getting an entry-level job at McDonald's or The Gap or something like that. And then after college, you could make more even if you didn't have your direction set. On the other hand, maybe you'll get something more out of the college experience. But I don't know. This is just somebody's suggestion. Susan in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Yes. Hello, Brian. I am the mother of a former college student who, when she was in high school, she wanted to drop out in her senior year, and she had been doing very well.
In senior year? She's so close to the finish line.
Right, right. I had begged her to stay in, finish high school, and then try college for 1 year, and if she didn't like it, then she can go to work. And that's exactly what happened. She flunked out of a year of college, then went to work as a waitress for 4 years. With her money, she traveled through Central and South America. And after 4 years, she decided she wanted to go back to college, and she did, and she graduated summa cum laude. And she has been working ever since. And
That's a good story. You know, a downside that I could see is that this could become a trap for some people. I guess this didn't happen to your daughter, but let's say you're 19 years old, you get comfortable in your job. She had the luxury of traveling until the money ran out, it sounded like. Not everybody has that. But for some people, you get comfortable in your job, you like not having homework, you like like having a little money in your pocket. Maybe you think you don't need college anyway, but then that turns out to be an illusion, because in a few years you're stuck on a dead-end track without any skills. But your daughter wasn't tempted in that direction, it sounds like.
No, she wasn't. Yeah, no, she did very well in college, but she had to have that space to find herself.
Thank you for your call. And Stephanie in Fairfield, you're on WNYC. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Brian. You know, I really think that this is a very difficult topic, only because we're in an environment in which for every 100 women who finish college, only 77 men do.
Mm-hmm.
And given that disparity, I think a lot of parents, I'm a college consultant myself, a lot of parents are going to have a hard time not sending their kids straight from their house to college. That said, I think more students will get a lot more if they actually work first.
How? Draw that out for us. Because if all you can get after high school is something like a burger flipping job or working in a retail store, what are you going to learn by doing that for a year that's actually going to tell you what you want to do in college?
Interestingly enough, I had a student write an essay this year about, confronting a shoplifter in her job. Now, that's a learning experience, and just getting up every day, and even if you have the sniffles, going to work because you're on the clock and you need the money is very educative. That said, it's not going to be popular because you have so many students who might opt not to go, particularly in this environment, men.
Thank you for your call. And boy, have we flipped the script in a century with these numbers now. For every 100 women graduating college, there are only 70 men. Bob in Warwick, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Thanks, Brian. I've had a really odd employment thing. I worked in a steel plant for like 6 months, and then I went back to college, and I got a degree in anthropology and one in fine arts. And now, then I was an aerial photographer for 20 years, and Google killed me, essentially. And then now I'm a mason, an out-of-work mason.
An out-of-work mason. So, but going back to the original part of that, the taking the year off, did that work for you?
Yeah, and my father got me into the steel plant, and I was bending bars and doing kind of crazy work. And then I realized I was smarter than that, and then I went to college. My father insisted I go to college. That was my whole point.
Yes.
Is that, you know, he went, he's an engineer. He was an engineer. He's passed away like 12 years now, but just like it was very important in our family that we go to college.
And I'm sorry Google Images killed your career.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I mean, it's just like, you know, I've flown in between the Twin Towers when they were there in a helicopter, you know, just like
taking pictures, and now you can't sell them anymore. Bob, thank you so much. Good luck. Justine in Manhattan, you're going to be our last caller. We have about 30 seconds for you.
Hi. Thanks for having me on. I took a year off after my freshman year of college because I definitely wasn't emotionally or sort of academically ready for college. you know, you live your whole life with your parents and then suddenly you go away. And I just didn't work very hard. I like wasn't ready for it.
And real quick, what did you learn in that year?
I actually did a volunteer program abroad, and I went to Costa Rica and Ghana and volunteered there for half of the year, and the other half I lived at home. And
did you learn from that what you wanted to major in?
Sorry?
Did you learn from that volunteer experience what you wanted to study in college?
Definitely. I'm a politics and history major now. I'm a senior.
Great.
And it definitely just opened my eyes to seeing the world, parts that I've never seen before, and sort of problems that you wouldn't learn about in school necessarily.
That's a great story. Justine, thank you. And thanks to all of you for all your calls on taking some time off between high school and college. We'll do more and more of the ideas that you suggest for conversations on the show.